Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're hitting on everything today. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, in fact, right at 12 noon, we will talk to Matt Miller about the NFL draft as we creep a little bit closer to D-Day for both the Giants and the Jets. We'll get more into the Magic Johnson situation, the NBA story tonight. But last night was bound to happen. I mean, last night was very, very overdue. But as it's happening, you almost believe it's not happening. And that was Jacob deGrom pitching awful. You know, Jacob deGrom over the last year, dating back to that start against the Marlins on April 10th or whenever it was, and really even further back into the year before that, in 2017, where Jake had a solid year. But early in the season, he had a lot of bad starts. I remember there was one in particular against the Nationals. He was walking a ton of guys, then walked five or six guys, gave up a bunch of runs. He was a human pitcher that year. And overall, his numbers were good. They were solid. But what's been remarkable about the year Jacob deGrom had last year and remarkable about his first two starts this year is not just the utter dominance, but the consistency, that even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he's able to work through it. And his worst performance would be six innings, three runs, something of that nature. Last night was very different. And I can't tell you I saw it early, because what I saw early was a guy that couldn't put batters away. You did see that. You saw that right out of the gate, even when he struck out Max Kepler to start the game. And you saw it with Astudillo hitting a deep fly ball to right field and Eddie Rosario hitting a deep fly ball to center field. So the first inning wasn't dominant, and my thought was, all right, Jake's, this may not be Jake's best day, but seven innings, one run. That'll be his performance. And then Mitch Garver starts the second by hitting a bomb to center field. And my thought is, all right, okay, he's got to make his adjustments. And then he has that really long at-bat against Marwin Gonzalez where he walks him. And now I'm starting to think, oh, wow, this may be worse than I thought. And if you remember, the next guy he faced with Jonathan Scope, and he got him out, popped him up. But it was another long at-bat. And I'm looking up into the right-hand corner of the screen, and I'm seeing that pitch count. Jump, jump, jump. And I want to thank my wife for being born yesterday. Not that she was born yesterday. She was born before yesterday, but yesterday was her birthday. Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Sylvia. But if it wasn't her birthday, there was a damn good chance I would have been at Citi Field last night. There was no way I was going to Citi Field on her birthday. Obviously, I'm a very responsible husband. So thank goodness her birthday is April 9th, because the last thing I wanted to do was be at a cold, rainy Citi Field for a four-hour, eight-minute game that featured Jacob deGrom throwing batting practice. So I just want to get that out there. But you could see it in the second inning. Even though the only run he gave up was the home run to Garver, he was at 46 pitches through two innings. So again, I'm not thinking it's going to be a disaster. I'm thinking maybe he'll only get through five innings today. Maybe he'll battle through six. And then the third inning, the reality really started to sit in, because Polanco rips a triple, Astudillo gets a single, and before that, DeGrom threw a wild pitch for the run to score, and then he gives up the back-to-back home runs to Rosario and Garver, gives up another run in the fourth inning after Max Kepler had an RBI single, and we witnessed something we have not seen in a very, very long time. Jacob deGrom was bad. Flat out bad last night. Now, the problem was, the frustrating part was, the New York Met offense wasn't bad. And I say that's frustrating because the bullpen, which is a problem, and I think we know that, and it's even more of a problem when you've got to go to it in the fifth inning, was unable to keep it close, even though when Jacob deGrom left this game, it was 6-3. And as a Met fan, I never felt the game was over. You know, Nimmo hits a home run. He had a good offensive day. Conforto hits that bomb. They're in the baseball game. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, they had a great opportunity. They had bases loaded, two outs. They got Kyle Gibson out of the game. Jeff McNeil didn't come through. And then the bullpen slowly let it drip away. Lugo gave up a run. He gave up another home run. This one was to Jonathan Schoop. And then obviously Gesellman and Vargas made it a complete blowout. And the Mets still were managing to score runs. They scored 4 runs in the 9th inning when I'm sure no one was paying attention at that point, including Pete Alonso hitting a home run, his 2nd of the game. And so the Mets end up scoring 8 runs on 11 hits, and they felt wasted because the bullpen, and yes, DeGrom was bad. Jacob DeGrom is the reason they lost this game. We get that. But you know what good teams can sometimes do? Sometimes they can overcome it. And I'm not saying last night defines the Mets as not being a good team. I'm saying last night was discouraging because this bullpen, which I have no faith in, is not good. Edwin Diaz, you trust. J.Riz Familia is what he is. He's going to have his bad performances like Saturday, but for the most part, he's okay. The rest of this bullpen is not good. I mean, Luis Avalon, I know he got through a scoreless inning. You talk about unimpressive. Luis Avalon is the definition of unimpressive. Robert Gesellman gets beat up. He gives up a home run to Jorge Polanco. And then Jason Vargas, I mean, was throwing batting practice to start the 9th inning. At 6-3 in the bottom of the 4th, the Mets are in the game. The Mets are scoring runs. The Mets are alive. But the Mets bullpen has absolutely no depth right now. And what's concerning is that if they're not going to get deep performances from their starting pitching, and so far that's been spotty. Jake, look, it hopefully was an anomaly. He was due to have a really bad performance. Steven Matz on Saturday didn't give up a run. Great. He only pitched 5 innings. Jason Vargas at his best is a 5-inning pitcher. Zach Wheeler, who knows now? He's had 2 bad starts to start his year, especially his last one in which Mickey Callaway was doing everything he could to get him through the 5th inning, and he just couldn't. So last night turned into a frustrating night, not because of Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom was going to have a game like this. It was frustrating because at 6-3 in the 4th inning, they had a chance. And their bullpen made sure that they really didn't have a chance. And they end up giving up 14 runs. The game before this, they gave up 12 runs. That's a lot of runs in 2 games. Now, I don't know if there's an easy fix to this. I don't know if it's merely you've just got to run Seth Lugo out there every few days and hope he turns it around. And he pitched fine in his 1st inning. He had a 1-2-3 inning. His only mistake was the Schoop home run. Avalon, I don't have faith in, just looking at his stuff right now. Gesellman hasn't been good. I don't know if you just simply have to run these guys out there and hope the bullpen gets better, but they just don't have any depth, and that's why it leads to tonight. Is tonight an important game? I don't know how games are that important in the month of April. The Mets right now are 6-4, right? They're not 10-15 hanging by a thread. But what's important is if Noah Syndergaard wants to be Thor, if he wants to be an ace, and he's not an ace, but if he wants to be an ace, tonight's a night where he goes 8 innings. Ooh, is 8 innings too much in 2019? Oh, my God, maybe it is. Then he goes 7 innings tonight. Because the Mets starting pitching over the last couple of games has not been great. Matz was fine. I don't want to bash Steven Matz. Guy didn't give up a run. He only went 5 innings. And that is a part of the battle right now. Going deep enough into a game where you're not overly reliant on a bullpen, especially this bullpen, that's not that good. So I think this is going to be an interesting night for Noah Syndergaard because an ace-type pitcher gives his team innings tonight, especially with what's happened over the last couple of games. Will Noah do it? I have no idea. I don't know what to expect from him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.